Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CACHEFLY.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 9 for August 4th, 2007. Mother's Click. Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit audible.com/monkeys. Jumping Monkeys episode. I've lost count. I only had five fingers on that hand. Let's see. It must
nine?
Be nine. No, can it?
Nine? Ten?
Could it?
Ten?
Could it be that many? Wait a minute. Let me. You know, I have to do this every...
I think it's nine.
Every time I have to go to twit.tv and see. Well, we took last week off because you were in Montana,
right.
Megan Maroney. Hello, Megan
yes.
Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
How are
you? What are you doing here?
Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine.
Yeah.
This is the show about parenting in the digital age because we're both parents and we're both digital and we're both aged.
Yes, and aging every minute.
Every minute this podcast gets longer and we get shorter.
No, the podcast has actually gotten shorter.
We had one long one last time because it was an older...
Right.
I should explain, not that anybody cares in the least, but we kind of taped these out of order.
We did, but we're not anymore.
No, we're back in order. In fact, we're now recording this the day before.
Mm-hmm.
But the interview is from a couple of months ago.
That's true.
We're going to be talking in a little bit with Mother's Click.
Yeah, Andra from Mother's Click. It's a social networking site. I think Andra had the idea for it. It's really interesting. It's getting together with moms online, but also finding groups in your area to get together offline.
And there is a little connection between us and them because Ted Serbinski, who did Twit.tv's redesign for Lullabot, is working for them.
Yeah, it's a great site.
He did a nice job on their site.
Yeah, I really like it. It's very clean.
So we'll talk to Andra in a little bit. But as usual, we'd like to start the show with some useful, helpful, and entertaining links for the parent and parent-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell
caregiver.
I'm writing the ad copy. The caregiver.
Caregiver. For grandparents, aunties, anything. Okay, so we first like to start off with the save, spend, give segment.
Yes.
One way to save your money or something free. One way to spend your money. Mm-hmm. And another way to give back to your community or beyond. So
I like that idea.
Let's start with saving.
Okay.
This was a cool thing I found on ThinkGeek.
It's kind of dorky.
It is building your own game console kit.
Why buy when you could build your own?
Right. And it's not free. It's $200. But that's cheaper than buying a game console kit. This is really cool. They're offering the parts to build your own game console.
Develop your own games.
Yeah, they say if your kids are going to spend the summer indoors getting pasty, at least they can learn a trade.
So this is a console that comes with nothing.
Yeah, it's some parts and...
And no games.
Yes, it does. It comes,
there are some games.
It comes with a cartridge.
Okay. Tiny Basic is on there.
Yes.
This is basically the kind of stuff I had when I was, not a kid, but... When we were first starting out in computing.
Yeah, it's all the hardware and software you need, including the Hydra console, comprehensive programming guide, keyboard, mouse, gamepad, and your own cartridge to store your games on.
It's 8-bit classic gaming.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm tempted to get this, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
To do it by yourself?
Yeah.
Or with Henry?
No. I don't want the kids.
I don't want the
kids involved. No. But this reminds me very much of... The good old days.
Yeah, you know? I think it's cool. If I could do it, I would do it.
Well, let's get it, and we'll build. We'll build our own Jumping Monkeys gaming console.
Cool. Let's do it. And if anybody else gets it and builds it, email us.
Every time I look at something on ThinkGeek now, I always have to say, "Now is this an April Fool's joke?" Because this could be an April Fool's joke, but it isn't.
It's not. Yeah, you got to trust me. I do some research.
It's actually sold out.
It is?
Out of stock. Estimated 1 to 3 weeks.
Maybe I don't do some research.
Well,
1 to 2 weeks. That's not a big deal.
No, I think it's neat. I mean, they probably didn't realize how much demand there'd be.
Right, especially when it was listed on Boing Boing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for beginning to intermediate coders. You need a little bit of basic or C-like experience. Andre Lamothe wrote it, who is great. I've interviewed Andre. So it's kind of a neat idea. And, and you get a propeller chip, which is a great name for propeller heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it uses cartridges. So that's the spend.
Yeah. Okay. No, that was actually the save.
Okay.
Because you're saving the money. Buy a Wii, it'd be way more than
I
that.
Got it. And the spend would be Disney spending $700 million on Penguin?
No. That's not. That's something else.
That's not.
Be patient.
I'll get there.
Okay. Now we're getting to the spend, which is TV Be Gone. It's a little device I saw on the site Z recommends.
Yes.
It silences TV in public places.
Such a brilliant idea.
So, yeah. I don't know how you feel about monitoring other people's TV watching, but, sometimes I've been in a restaurant where I kind of get annoyed.
Very annoying.
Especially if our family's the only one in the restaurant.
Nobody's watching
and no one's watching it. Yeah. So, this is a universal remote that turns off any TV.
With one button.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything
else. Yeah. No. Just turns it off.
Off.
Yeah. And Abby, your young daughter, was just in here, and she said a friend of hers has this, and she uses it.
Linnea uses it all around town.
Yeah.
That explains a lot. This was invented by a guy, I think he was in San Francisco, who used to go to bars, and it just really annoyed him that these TVs were on. And it's a good way to get beat up.
Yeah. It's also a good way to lessen your carbon footprint.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even think about that. So they really should rebrand it.
Yeah.
Carbon footprint be gone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now that's a product I'd buy.
Yeah, just to save energy.
So now, was that the give, spend, or the save?
That was spending.
Spending. Got
it. Yeah, yeah. Now we're getting to give.
Okay.
And this is a site called the Camel Book Drive. This is really cool. It's a project in Kenya where they use 12 camels that travel to 4 different settlements per day, 4 days a week, delivering books.
Just like a bookmobile, but it's a camel.
With camels, yeah.
Wow.
And they're delivering books to people who live with drought,
really cool.
Famine, and chronic poverty. And you can donate books or money or host a book drive for them. And
I think that's neat. No.
Camelbookdrive.wordpress.com.
I got a question, though.
Okay.
Do they really want kids' English language kids' books?
In Kenya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they speak English in Kenya. Okay. So English would be okay.
Yeah.
They do speak Swahili, but if you don't have any Swahili books, you could donate your English language books. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's really neat. You know, I do think about our kids are so privileged in this country and in the developed nations where they're read to and they have all these choices and all these beautiful books. I mean, children's books are so gorgeous.
Right.
And I feel sad for kids who don't have, you know, that kind of access to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I think, you could also donate just money, too, if you are afraid of sending them English language books. But
That's neat.
I think it's an interesting site. I don't think I mentioned the links for the first two, but those will be in our show notes.
Well, I can mention links if you'd like. One is Think Geek. That's easy enough.
You know,
just search for the
build your own
gaming.
And the TV Be Gone is tvbegone.com.
So that's easy. This one's a little more complicated. It's camelbookdrive.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm.
So it's cool.
I like that.
Save, spend, give.
You're doing a world of good there, young lady. A world
together
of good.
Together we can. Are you ready for a book pick?
Yeah, we could do a book pick. You know, we didn't record one for the last show, and I hope you'll forgive me, but I did a couple.
I've heard them.
Without your help.
Yes.
Nancy Drew. I thought that was very clever.
It was good. You recorded it without me here, but...
Did you read Nancy Drew when you were
I did,
youngin?
Yeah.
I didn't. I read The Hardy Boys.
I read The Hardy Boys, too.
Yeah. Nancy Drew is a little bit better because she had Ned Nickerson and his bright red coupe or Sportster. He drove a Sportster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bobbsey Twins.
Bobbsey Twins I read. Loved them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my kids read something similar to the Bobbsey Twins called The Boxcar Children.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of that.
I don't know if that came out after my time, but that was fun. They were detectives who lived in a boxcar. Mm. Yeah. So we got a Nancy, but it's not Nancy Drew. It's Fancy Nancy.
Yes. You don't want to know why I picked this?
Why'd you
pick Fancy
Nancy?
Fancy Nancy and the Posh Puppy.
Oh,
do you know what kind of puppy they have?
They don't have a papillon.
They do.
Oh, I have a papillon.
You do have a papillon. Oh. That's why I picked this. Fancy Nancy, they're two books, and they're just, Annabella loves them. Little picture books about Nancy, and she's very fancy, and her family is not fancy, and that is a total bummer
big
for
problem
her. Yes. So she spends her life trying to get them to fancy it up, And they, she happens to live next door to a woman who has a Papillon puppy, and that's the fancy puppy.
They're very fancy.
Because Papillon is the fancy French word for butterfly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're small.
Yes.
So they're cute.
This very fancy woman kind of reminds me of you, Leo.
We're the next door fancy people who have the Papillon. And
no,
there's
yeah.
some poor little girl next door.
Who, so she gets to pet sit the Papillon.
But she doesn't get to keep it?
Well, you have to read the book.
Oh, there's a story behind
it. Yes. Your fancy fancy dog isn't as fancy as this Papillon in this book.
Now, I'm not sure you should use your credit for this because it's only 5 minutes long.
And it's only like $1.69. So.
In fact, I'm not going to even play the excerpt because it might be the whole book.
You're not? I know. I saw that. I was like, who wants a free book that's $1.69? You know?
Right. So
but
what
that's
you
the point.
Could
they
do,
could get any book.
Get another book that's more expensive. And there are lots. I mean, there's all kinds of books. And you do get a credit towards a book, which you could use for this or any book. On audible.com and then but then join Audible and you could get this for $1.69. The nice thing is you think 5 minutes is short for an adult, it is, but for a kid it's just
right
a little kid it's perfect.
Plus you get a couple. There's two Fancy Nancy books. There's just Fancy Nancy and Fancy Nancy and the Posh Puppy, and these,
by the way, it's unabridged because if it were abridged it'd be like a minute.
We've read this book so many times. Annabella I think has memorized it
so you
much,
knew this book. That's neat.
I knew the Papillon before you got the Papillon because of this book.
Has Annabella come and visited Ozzy?
Oh yeah.
So did she recognize him?
Well, can't believe you don't remember that we came and checked on Ozzy when you were waiting in line for the iPhone.
I do remember now.
You were in line. You actually canceled the podcast in order to wait in line. I don't know why you didn't
know. This show. This show.
Yes, you did. And and you said, I think everything's okay, except for I just feel bad about our dog leaving him out. And that was hard.
Like, I didn't expect to be waiting in line. I wasn't going to. I just was driving by, and there was a line there at noon, and I thought, I better get in line.
Right.
So I didn't. It really kind of ruined my day. I didn't expect that I'd be doing that.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, no, I'll show up around 4.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of time.
Which, in retrospect, you probably could have, right?
Yeah, because absolutely could have. But, hey, I just want to say it was worth it. Thank you.
Yeah, and
I still love my iPhone. And
it was
the experience. You know, I met some nice people in the line and stuff. So,
as I've heard many people say, it was our Woodstock.
Yeah, although, well, let me talk about that in a second, because I went to a bigger Woodstock a few weeks later. Fancy Nancy and the Posh Puppy, one of many books available at audible.com. If you'd like to join Audible, you can. No cost, no obligation to you. Just go to audible.com/monkeys. And audible.com/monkeys and join up. I love Audible, and I think especially for families and parents, it's great. We were talking when Abby was here about Bud Not Buddy. She loved that book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she loved that book. We listened to that on our trip to Wyoming. So before you go on your trip this summer, audible.com/monkeys. We thank them for their support.
Yeah.
So the line that reminded me a little bit of the iPhone line, only bigger, better attended. By far, Harry Potter. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you go to the line?
No, we were in Montana. And
I'd have that they had lines in Montana, too.
Yes, they did.
That's the thing that blew me away. I mean, the iPhone, okay, you know, a lot of people in line in the big stores and so forth. But every little bookstore all over, not just the U.S., all over the world, India, England, everywhere, huge lines for this book. I mean, completely overshadowing anything that went on for the iPhone.
Did you read it already?
I have not. My kids have.
They've already finished
it. Yeah, we were in line. We got in line. It was a midnight line.
Did you dress up?
No.
Oh.
Although, it's funny because I brought my camera to take pictures and a lot of people dressed up. Abby was doing face painting. She actually had a little job.
Oh.
And she was doing face painting. And so she did a lot of Hedwigs. She said, I got really good at Hedwig. She was very good at Snitches. She would paint Snitches. Did I tell this story already?
Nope.
I feel like I've told this before.
Not to us, because we haven't met in a while.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at, you know, the line, face painting was kind of over at around 11. The store reopens at midnight to sell the book. So her friends were already in line. She rejoined them. And I just took a lot of pictures. And it was so much fun. But it's funny, because like second or third in line is my eye doctor, my optometrist, who is a big geek. Hello, Dr. Aston, a big geek.
Yeah.
And
wait, are you talking now about Harry Potter or
iPhone?
Yeah,
this is the Harry Potter line. I know, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I don't think he got in line for an iPhone. I think he got in line for Harry Potter. He also had, his friend was there, and I don't know if you call this a costume, but he had a t-shirt that said, co-ed naked Quidditch. Anyway, he was kind of lobbying for that, I guess. Notice he had to put the co-ed in front. I think what happened is they made a Quidditch, a shirt that said naked Quidditch.
Yeah.
And then they thought about it for a minute.
Right.
They said, maybe we better say co-ed.
Yeah, the co-ed naked sport t-shirt really should come back, you know?
Is there quite a few of those?
Well, do you remember, like, it was a genre? Really popular when I was in college.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was co-ed naked lacrosse. Maybe that's just because I went to a big lacrosse school.
So now it's Quidditch.
Yeah.
So it's a Harry Potter costume, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
My optometrist was not dressed up as a wizard, however.
Yeah.
I'm glad to say.
So the Harry Potter line was cooler than the iPhone line?
No, it was actually, you want to talk geeky.
Yeah.
They were a lot of nerds and geeks. But I have a real soft spot for those people. I love them.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. Mm-hmm. It was really cute. It could have been crazed. I mean, it was much longer, much bigger. I mean, there were probably 1,000 people in line. It went all the way down through Putnam Plaza, around, down to the boulevard, went down to Heroes.
Crazy.
Which means nothing to everybody listening, but you, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that was a geek line. And, and after that, I'm thinking iPhone, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing compared to that.
All right. Should we do some more links? What do you say?
If you got them.
I got them.
I'm ready.
Okay. This is one that is not funny. It's, I don't know if you heard about this, but Mattel has recently recalled thousands and thousands of toys due to lead paint.
They put lead paint on kids' toys?
Well, it's interesting because there was a big recall of the Thomas trains, the little trains that my
love
kids
those.
Love.
Had them.
Yeah, playing with.
Henry's eaten more than his share.
Yeah.
Lead paint on those.
Yeah. There were some, just a few, not in Henry's day, because these were the ones that were manufactured, I think, just in the past few years.
What knucklehead would paint a kid's toy with lead paint?
I know.
Where can you even get lead paint?
Well, China, but... They did recall. We sent ours back. What I found interesting about that is, you know, this was a huge deal. We brought ours to the post office, and the guy was like, every day someone's come in, you know, and we only have three or four. And he said, you know, this is people come in with these huge boxes full of them. But so recently we got just an envelope in the mail that was like a handwritten mailing label. And it had like one of the pieces and a little note that said, we manufactured this, but it's not part of the recall. So we're sending it back. And I thought, what kind of... So is this like someone out of someone's garage or something?
Somebody
like,
in Mattel.
I'm like, you're really wasting your time and postage by sending back this little railroad crossing sign.
We made this. It's ours, but guess what?
Yeah.
No lead.
No lead. And then it promptly broke after we took it, after it traveled to wherever and back. But anyway, it's not really, you know. So
that was Mr. Mattel doing that.
Yeah. But I think
he believes in customer service, very personal guy.
I think that actually the Thomas train thing has gotten people just thinking about it, and they're just doing better testing. I bet a lot of our toys have, you know, but these are all these Elmo toys and Dora toys, like thousands of them. And it's just sad. So
we'll put the link in so you can see the list. The thing that scares me here is it is this line: paint on affected products contains lead in excess of permissible levels.
Right. Yeah.
There's a permissible level of lead.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And a listener, Doug Hilton, also sent me a feed that you can add to your RSS reader. That is the Consumer Product Safety Commission recalls.
Excellent.
So you can just be in there and, you know, whatever.
You'll see whatever's being recalled.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
It's cool. And I'll put that in the show notes.
So you get the CPSR feed for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. I think it's kind of ironic that the Let's Go Rescue Center is actually one of the devices.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of kids going to the hospital in that one.
Yeah. I posted about the Thomas trains on my blog, and I get more comments on that blog entry than anything. People really just
it's
really upset about this. Yeah. But some people have actually reported that they've gotten trains. They've sent them back, the new ones, now without lead. Plus, they sent an extra train and pay for postage. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
They'll send you a little piece of track back from somebody else's, you know, this, we make this, but it's safe.
Yeah. Okay. Our next link is a study that I came upon recently. It's in the archives of pediatric and adolescent medicine. It's about video games.
Do you read this a lot?
No. A listener sent this to me, and unfortunately, I didn't write down who sent it to me. But thank you, and sorry, I didn't give you credit for this. But there was a study about how much time kids spend playing video games. And I thought this is interesting. Do you want the good news first or the bad news first?
Henry spends a lot of time playing video games. Not as much as he'd like to. We very much limit it.
Yeah.
But if he could, he'd probably spend hours a day. But not, you know... Okay, go ahead. Give me the bad news.
let's do the good news.
I shouldn't
like
start
to do
rationalizing
the good news.
Right away.
First.
Let's hear what it says
first. Yeah, this is a
study,
and studies can prove whatever, but I thought this was interesting, that video gameplay does not lessen the time that kids spend with their friends and with their parents.
No, I'd say that's true.
Yeah, yeah. But the bad news is it does lessen the time that kids spend reading and doing their homework.
Yeah, that I'd say is true, too. It's what it is. It's just another form of media. So
right.
It takes away from that budget, whatever that budget is.
Yeah, I was discussing this with my dad, and he was saying, I was hearing about some parents just saying, like, oh, my kids, they don't spend any time with their friends. They're just playing video games all the time. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, I don't think they would be doing that. They wouldn't be spending that time with their friends or family anyway.
Probably
they're
true.
Not going to. But
there are some kids. I'm sure that there are some outliers who are addicted who can't stop.
Right.
But most of the time, in general, as with anything, that most people self-regulate,
right.
And after a while, they get bored with the games and they want to go out and play.
Or they're playing with their friends or, you know.
Well, that's true. Henry rarely plays alone.
Yeah.
the console games. Now, he has these games, these mini clip games he'll play on the internet, which are a little kind of dumb. It's funny. He could play Xbox 360 games on an HD screen. But instead, he's playing these little dorky Flash games on miniclip.com. But he loves those.
Yeah.
And those he'll play alone. And I think really that's downtime for him. I think that's like he kind of is zoning out. And he'd have a beer if he could. But instead, he's just playing these little miniclip. Have you seen these miniclip games?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. He has one that he really likes. They're just little Flash games. They're not very sophisticated.
Yeah.
They're free.
Well, if they don't seem that addictive either. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to play one right now because, you know, I'm a little addicted. You go ahead with the show.
Okay. All righty.
That makes sense. That study makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. This is an interesting site. It's afrogadget.com, and it's African children's toys. It's these cool toys that kids have created just with tools that they, you know, just with... things that they have, Coke cans and sticks, and they're just really interesting.
Just shows you this urge is a natural human
urge, it's just ingenuity is and everywhere. I thought that was really interesting. And AfriGadget is a cool site. It's like just lots of cool gadgets that solve certain problems. We were talking about that link you have on your Facebook site a few weeks ago, the Play Pump,
that
all kinds of interesting things like this. And I thought this was interesting in relation to, have you heard of this exhibit at the Cooper Hewitt Museum? It's Design for the Other 90%. Because, a lot of industrial design is for 10%, the iPhone, that kind of thing, for 10% of the population. But this is really cool. It's just because that's where the money is. But this is other things that really solve problems for real people in need. I thought this was fascinating.
So it's not about looking pretty, but it's about being functional.
Yeah, just these really highly designed products that solve certain specific problems.
What's neat about both these pages is it's really about natural human ingenuity and kind of a natural inclination to solve problems with tools.
Yeah.
We do that. That's what we do.
Right.
And it's kind of amazing. Look at this. These AfriGadgets are very
It's a really cool blog.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Very intriguing. All right. Let's, shall we, do you have any more or should we?
I do not. We can go to.
Click on our mother. Mothersclick.com.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Andra before we call her?
Yeah. Andra is a mom and she started the site Mother's Click with her husband. And it's a really cool social networking site for moms. And it's, I think, about 6 months old. And I'm not sure, but it's a great site. And we had fun talking.
It's a mommy-based site.
Yeah.
Connecting, learning, sharing.
It's nice to have you here, Andra.
Great to be here.
So your site is mothersclick.com. And can you tell us a little bit about what the site is?
Sure. I can give you a little bit of background of where it all came from and how it all started and what it is. As a new mom, I was looking online for information on parenting. I don't have much of a support system here and thought that would be a good place to start to get some answers to some of my questions. And looking around, I realize there is a lot of information out there. It's just a very, it's very scattered. And I also, through some friends, joined a couple of mothers groups and realized through that that the best information is really passed on from mom to mom.
Right.
And also through these mothers groups, I noticed that the method of communication was pretty inefficient. You know, I was getting inboxes full of emails, same questions over and over again, and I just thought there's got to be a better way. So I, you know, went and started talking to my husband about this, who's also my partner.
This is such a typical San Francisco response, right?
Yeah.
I need more information. Let me start a website.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just knew, you know, like I said, I don't have much of a background in technology, but I knew that there had to be a better way to do this. And I was really motivated to create some new standards for these mothers groups to communicate and better manage all of their activities online.
So the group is the focus of the site. It's really about creating a group of mothers.
That was how we started out, was me wanting to help these mothers groups do things better. And one of the issues with the way that these listservs, email listservs work, is that you can ask questions within your private group, but you can't ask anything outside of that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that moms all over the world, I mean, there are millions of mothers groups all over the world, and moms everywhere have so much great information. And if you're moving to another city or visiting for vacation, you want to know, you know, what are the best family-friendly restaurants. And so what I really wanted to create was something where you could stay within your private group and talk about whatever you need to talk about, but also have that capability of asking a question of a larger mommy community. So what's really grown on our site are these public questions. You want to compare it to Yahoo questions or Yahoo answers. It's kind of like that, but all within moms. So that's what, if you look at the site, you see those scrolling and how many people have answered those questions. So it's really about the mothers groups, and then also what's really grown are these community, global community questions.
That's great. So your mother, so through this, through Mothers Click, you can have an actual physical group, or you could have a play group and go actually meet at someone's house and, you know, have your toddlers roll around.
Exactly.
But also you can connect with groups on a larger basis to get global questions answered.
Right, exactly. And you don't have to be in a group to be a member of Mothers Click. I mean, we have so many groups on the site already, but one of the other really important points of Mothers Click is that we didn't want to take anything away from these face-to-face meetings with the moms and the kids,
right,
play groups and things like that, because I know how important that is. And even though it's online, it's really, we're providing the tools and the service to better manage these activities and communications online.
That's great. Yeah, because I belong to a mother's group, like, we have like a Yahoo group, and I've definitely felt that same way, that someone's question could be answered better by a large group of people. And sometimes questions that people pose, I think, would be better asked sort of anonymously to a larger group of people.
That's a great
way too, because we live in a small town, and someone will say something, and I'm like, oh, I know you.
You know the people.
Yeah.
I mean, my experience is a little bit different because I'm in such a large group. I think I can't really imagine that in every small town somebody can answer a question about places to stay in Puerto Vallarta. You know,
right.
In San Francisco, yes, but I know that doesn't happen all over the world.
Yeah,
you know,
so
large city.
So right on the front of the site it says start a group.
Right.
So is that to start a group, a physical group, like an offline group or an online group?
It can be either. We encourage moms to start groups in their communities. You know, if they're a new mom and they haven't met a lot of other moms, they can post something on Mothers Click, and when you're searching, they'll find something within their area.
There's a ton of groups on here that have already
so
started.
Oh, there's so many groups.
And there's Stroller Fit groups, so people are actually getting out and walking. And
right. We partnered with Stroller Fit, which is a stroller fitness company, and so all of their groups are on Mothers Click, and so that's how they kind of plan their get-togethers. And they also have an offshoot of that is kind of like little play groups that they do too. And so a lot of that is done through Mothers Click.
You've also done a Google Maps mashup so people can look in their area and see the push pins for groups near you.
Exactly.
What a great idea.
That's a great way to search. You just type in your zip code and you can find out what's going on in your area. And if you don't find anything, then you can start your own group. And then moms can find you that way. And also, we realize that moms, you know, want to talk about things, even if they're not physically in the same area, they can talk about things that they have in common, and that way they can start a group that's more of a virtual group.
Right.
And talk to people all over.
Right. Oh, you have a lot of groups, I have to say. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
because I would imagine that most places have mother's groups already, but whether they're still active, that's another thing.
That is true.
Entirely.
I'm always surprised when I see, you know, oh, I don't have a mother's group in my area, you know, so I started this one. We get a lot of those on the site.
Yeah, I actually found that with the, I have twins, so I found that right. I had a daughter first, and I joined the mother's club, and then when I had twins, I was like, oh, well, I'll check out the multiples group, you know, because that's what I need, more groups.
Yeah.
But I found they weren't as active, and,
right.
and probably because, you know, it's impossible to be active when you have infants at this two or more infants at the same time.
Yeah, you're going to stay home most of the time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, but if you do have to stay home like
you need
I
a group
did,
even
then
more.
An online group yeah. would
right.
be great. Yeah.
Right.
My wife, when our kids are, as I've mentioned before, 15 and 12. My wife was president of the Mother's Club.
That's
in,
how
in Petaluma,
I heard about it.
But that was 15 years ago.
Yeah. But
I don't think they had websites 15 years ago.
No, probably not. They probably just called each other.
We had Gopher. We had the mother Gopher. No, but that didn't work. So.
Yeah, I'm sure the club is. Yeah, Jennifer and I have talked about that. It's very different than it was.
Sure
but
it is, yeah.
But she, I'm not really a joiner, so I really didn't want to join, but she forced me, and I'm so glad that she did.
We were actually worried. We would sit at home and say, We know Megan is isolating now. We've got to get her in a group. And
okay, you would maybe sit at home, but Jennifer would, she'd pick up women for me. She actually would get phone numbers, like at the ATM. Oh, I found a mom for you.
She's a connector.
And gave me all these pile of phone numbers of people that...
Is that how you are, Andrew? I mean, is that how you kind of... I mean, this is a manifestation of that same kind of mania.
Well, it is. And I'd say I'm like that, but in a much smaller scale than some of these mothers groups. I mean, some of them
right.
are huge.
Right.
But I've definitely, you know, I have a lot of friends who aren't even in mothers groups, but we try to get together and just go for walks. And
makes
like
such
that.
A difference,
nice.
I have to
yeah.
say.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way as Megan. I'm not a joiner. Like
right.
these groups, these clubs,
right.
kind of strange. But I'm so glad that I did, because just spending 5 minutes talking to people who are in the exact same situation as you and realizing that you're not crazy or that your kid isn't, there isn't something wrong with your kid. It's all normal. And
do you have any dads who are members?
We've had some dads who wanted to join Mother's Click. And we're definitely not against dads being part of their kids' lives and wanting to learn more about what's going on.
Well, your partner is actually your partner. Like your husband is
right,
your partner.
Right. But we both realize that there's something, about being in a mom's group, and there are plenty of parenting groups, and who knows, maybe we'll branch out into that too, but there's something just about this mommy community where you're going to have discussions where dads either aren't going to be interested or don't want
right.
to participate, or you don't want them.
I don't really care about latching on so much.
Exactly.
It's not
there's
really
so
in
much.
My, yeah.
yeah.
You're an old school dad.
No, but I actually would go to mother's groups with Abby.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was very, I was the only guy there.
Yeah.
And it probably does put a little damper on the discussion
yeah,
for the
you
women.
Yeah, you can't be as open.
Yeah. So, I learned quickly that you can't really do that. But truthfully, I don't think there are that many dads who want to go to a group and do that. So
I don't, you know, we have, in my play group, there's one dad who always wants to come and show up. And it's a very different dynamic when there's...
Yeah.
Yeah, there are lots of dads. I mean, it's really changing. There's lots of dads on the playground. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
I just want to apologize to anybody who's in one of those groups that I spoiled back then. I didn't know any better.
So, why don't you tell us about the cookbook?
Oh, yeah, we're so excited. We are in the middle of this community cookbook project, which is called Cookbook for Moms. And what we're doing is we're collecting recipes from the Mother's Click members and actually any mom out there. They submit them online, and then the community votes on them. And so the top recipes
Good
are going to go into this cookbook.
It's
and
kind of
all
a
of the
dig
proceeds.
For recipes.
yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's like dig for recipes.
Dig for recipes,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds are going to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
Oh, excellent.
But this is a business for you. You'd like to make this your full-time job, I'm sure.
It is. Oh, yeah. Now it is.
It is.
Turned into that.
That's
well, no, I mean, I would like to turn it into
right.
my full time job.
Well, you've got a 2 year old and a 6 week old?
20 months and 6 weeks.
20 months and 6 weeks. So you've got a couple of things to do right now.
Huge jobs going on.
But, wow.
Yeah, we realized when this idea first came to me, we looked online and I did extensive research. In fact, I kind of consider myself now an expert on mothers groups. And we realized that there wasn't at the time anything out there like this. And so we thought, wow, this is a great opportunity to actually start this as a business. So, and it's just been growing ever since.
I noticed the business is called Parents Click. So clearly you do have some designs on dads out there.
Yes, we do.
We won't go any further then. But it might have something to do with bowling and beer. That's all I got to say.
Hey, maybe I'll join the cast.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great picture of you and your first daughter, who's a Katrina, on the site, and I guess you'll have a picture of Ashley soon.
Oh yeah, we're so behind on that. But, that picture is
second,
really old. Too.
Second
like
kid
like
doesn't
that.
Get pictures.
I know it's terrible.
Yeah, it's all the pictures are of the first kid.
Yep.
But we wish you all the best, mothersclick.com, and we have a little connection because the guy who designed your site also designed Twit, did the back end for Twit, Ted Serbinski, and he's a great Drupal designer. So I know he did a good job for you. This is a beautiful site.
Oh, awesome. And wait till you see the new site when we relaunch.
That's
and,
exciting.
Ted's just amazing.
All built on Drupal.
Yep.
It's very nice to talk to
you,
Andrea. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Andra Davison, and she's from mothersclick.com. Very, very fun.
Yeah. So do we have some time for some listener mail?
Oh, I would love to. This is nice. We should do more of this. I love hearing from all of our listeners. They can email you, Megan at...
Twit.tv.
Twit.tv. Mm-hmm. Are you getting mail at that address?
Oh, I'm getting tons of mail.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I must have
I
set
wish
it
I
up
could
then.
Read it all. Yeah, you did set it
good.
Up.
I wasn't sure.
But I picked out some to read. We talked about Club Penguin the other day.
$700
million. $350 million.
Up front.
Yeah, up front.
But then the total sale price is going to be, I think, closer to $700,
something
like that.
This is this sort of social networking site for really young kids where they can go on. And my nephews use it. And my brother-in-law just describes it. He's like, I don't know what they do. It's nothing. But they're fascinated with it. But they just sold it to Disney. It was started by three dads. And they sold it for $350 million. And if it continues at the rate that they expect it to, they get another $350
million. If the site meets growth targets.
Yeah, interesting, because it just means that Disney was like, okay, someone is paying attention. Some kids are paying attention to something that we didn't create. Let's buy it.
Let's own it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like Murdoch buying MySpace and saying, look, this is where all the people are going. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the neat things about the net is that anybody can develop something like that.
Yeah.
And if it hits, if it succeeds, the thing is now, okay, these dads, they've got $100 million each.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to stick around for another few years to try to grab for the other $350
million? Yeah, I don't know. Or go somewhere else.
Or just
else.
Say, $100 million, I'm fine. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
I don't know.
It's like deal or no deal.
It'd
You've got $100 million.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go for another $125, but you have to stick around for three more years?
Yeah, so Eric, a listener named Eric, wrote to us. He said, my daughter, 8, will draw pictures of penguins when she's not able to play. And my son, 11, tells us stories about what he does and how he dresses the penguin. It's a reward for them and can be taken away and is limited.
Always good. You know, it's funny. Parents were so bad. Parents are always looking for something their kids like so that they can take it away.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, okay, good, let's get them into some more things so that we have punishments.
Yeah.
I hate to admit that, but it's true.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Because if they don't have enough interests, there's not enough. It has to be granular enough that you could take away. Okay, if I get to 3, I'm taking away Club Penguin, but then you need another step.
Right.
You have to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, once I say I'm taking away the skateboard, I'm in trouble because mm-hmm. then it's like, now what?
Yeah.
The cell phone's good for that.
Maybe you could start letting him drink beer and then take that away.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I already got the Red Bull.
Just kidding.
Take away the Red Bull.
Also,
you can't take my Red Bull, Dad.
Eric, you know, Red Bull, I think, has a lot less caffeine than a Starbucks coffee.
It actually does.
Mm-hmm.
It does, but it has a lot more sugar.
Right. Eric also wanted you to know that it works just fine running Ubuntu.
Club Penguin works mm-hmm. on Ubuntu.
Running on Ubuntu. Mm-hmm.
That's neat. In fact, that's kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
That Linux should be a perfect platform for Club Penguin.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and also my sister was saying that she got scared because it looked like they were chatting on it. But what they do is they just can choose from like a certain phrases that they can say and restricts them. So that's an interesting, safe way.
So and they don't have like, it doesn't say like, what are you wearing?
I doubt it.
No.
But I don't know.
It's not one of the Club Penguin phrases.
I doubt that that would be worth $350 million to Disney anyway.
So, what are you wearing?
So I got an email from Busy Mom.
Busy Mom.
At busymom.net.
Hi, Busy Mom.
Her site is Better Parenting Through Coffee.
I'm on her side.
She's wife of Busy Dad, mother of Busy Girl, 12, Busy Boy, 10, and a preschooler, formerly known as Busy Baby.
This is our first world problem. We're all so busy now.
Yeah, it is.
No time to sit down and make some gadgets out of old Coke cans and sticks.
No.
No time.
It's true.
No time.
She wanted to tell us about Anastasia Goodstein at Y-Pulse. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
She wrote a book, Totally Wired, What Teens and Tweens Are Really Doing on
Top. Oh, I'd love to know.
Yeah, and it's a great book for parents of older kids.
Well, that be me.
Yeah, so.
Totally Wired.
Yeah, I haven't read it,
but. What Teens and Tweens Are Really Doing Online.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, I wonder how Anastasia found out.
Yeah, that's a good question. She's an expert.
Okay, that's good enough for me. It's all I need to know. Thank you, Busy Mom. And apparently she has busymom.net.
Yeah. Did I say busymom.com?
I don't know what you said, but apparently that's a good site to have is busymom.net.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, here's an email from Grant. He said, my wife is not at all into tech, so I always try to put on Jumping Monkeys when she's in the car so we can both listen. I've gotten a lot of emails like that. Men forcing their wives to listen. And
you ought to listen to this. It's about parenting.
I think that's interesting, and hopefully she'll like it if she's listening right now. Grant's wife.
Part of the reason is that Twit is very male. Mm-hmm. In fact, our surveys, it's like 98% men.
Yeah.
Because it's all this tech stuff, and it's very male dominated. So I think that that's probably happening a lot. Is that guys find it because they're listening to Twit, and mm-hmm. then they say, "Oh, look,
yeah."
But, you know, we started also Munchcast, which is a food podcast, right. Which is not, I don't think, quite so male-dominated.
Yeah.
And Cammy does that. And so
I don't feel like Twit is that male-dominated.
No, I try to find a lot of, as many women as I can to put on the shows. You know, where somebody pointed out, and this is actually, I'm very sensitive to this, that there isn't a lot of racial diversity on the shows, which is true. I mean, it's a bunch of white folk.
Mm.
And, I'd love to diversify that. And I'm going to work on that.
Okay. I have another email. Do we have time
from
absolutely. Jen?
Of course.
From Jen, who
Hi,
is
Jen.
A female. She's been listening to Jumping Monkeys, usually while waiting for a kid at practice or school or whatever. And sometimes when she wants to drown out the sounds of the kids bickering at each other or their dad.
Oh, that's why the Edemotics isolating headphones are so great.
Yeah.
You can't hear a thing. Not a thing.
So her kids are 16 and 14, and she's desperate to find an online community to support those of us who are trying to parent teens. She says, let me tell you, it was easy to control their world when they were younger.
Yes.
So much, dare I say, all of the culture does not support the values I'm trying to instill in them.
I'm with her on that.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I found that on Mother's Click and also Cafe Mom, the other mom social networking site we looked at the other day, they both have clubs or groups for older moms. So I would suggest going to either one of those sites and you can search for kids by ages. I know at Cafe Mom or Mother's Click, you can search for teen and find groups. And it does seem like right now most of these sites are geared towards parents of younger kids, but...
We are, as parents of teens, we are really faced with a challenge. It's a very different world from anything we grew up with. Teens have a whole nother, they're exposed to all sorts of stuff that mm-hmm. we weren't exposed to.
Right.
The internet gives them access to everything. And it's sometimes very difficult,
yeah.
I think. We don't have any templates for how to do this. So,
right.
I have to agree with Jen, no matter what your values are, that the mainstream culture is not, for me either, something I want my kids to be. Influenced by,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we don't have MTV at home. We don't have TV at home, basically.
Right.
And I just worry about. But as she points out, by the time they're teenagers, it's frankly their peers that are influencing more
right.
than anything else. And so, I don't know if there's anything.
Yeah,
we
so
can
I don't know
do.
If there's like an advice site, but just a group with other moms. I mean, and dads. I think that would be more helpful now. Just to say,
yes.
like, hey, I'm going through this.
I agree. I found a site, just I did a Google called parentteen.com that seems to have a lot of, but this isn't a community site. It's more just articles about different issues for teens. But it has some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It seems like it's something that somebody started, but never completed. Mm-hmm. We need something for teens, parents of teens to gather.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cry on each other's shoulders.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not horrible. It's been wonderful. In fact, wasn't it great to see Abby?
Yes, she was here. And you
15,
guys,
yeah. And she's doing great.
Yeah, and you guys get along fine.
We do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's an unusually, she's a good kid who was difficult. She's very strongly opinionated, mm-hmm. and which I like, very independent.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be difficult and challenging, but I think but she's made good choices. Yeah. And I thank goodness
she's
for
really
that.
Mature, I think.
Just thanks so much. Hey, we're out of time, but
yeah.
This was a lot of fun. I thank Andra Davison for joining us.
Yeah.
Invite you to visit Mother's Click. Invite you to email Megan at Twit TV.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a suggestion, a comment, you'd like to get on the show. Mm-hmm. And don't forget our Audible book about Nasty Nancy and her posh puppy.
Fancy Nancy and the posh puppy.
And her posh puppy. Or any of our Audible books available at audible.com/monkeys. See you next time. Bye-bye.